Hello, I'm Rebecca Joseph and welcome to my podcast, It's a Yaoi Recipe, a pop culture about BL, Yaoi manga, anime, and general fudoshi talks. Hello and welcome back to another episode of It's a Yaoi Recipe. And on today's episode, I'm going to talk about a different kind of manga. This is not BL, but it's BL subject related. So it's BL subject, but it's actually a slice of life manga. And the manga I'm talking about is BL Metamorphosis and Volume 1. And I think I heard this manga before, or I think I was even recommended, or I just saw it and I probably just thought I'd read it. So yeah, I bought this last year, 12th of May, because I got the details. I don't normally remember where I bought it. I do know roughly, but I don't normally remember. And I bought this Kindle ebook. So I don't have the physical. I bought this on Kindle, and I think it was quite expensive. It was like £7 or something on Kindle. I don't know why. I know, it's weird. Seven Seas Kindle, when it's on ebook Kindle, they're like £7 and up. I don't know why. For a manga that should be, if it's on digital, it should be literally about £5 or under. I don't know why. Anyway, stop moaning. So yeah, also want to mention that we're going through a heat wave and it's absolutely hot. It's just so hot. The fan is on, so you might hear like a machine going on. I actually got the Dyson fan behind me. I'm just basically trying to keep me cool. I mean, I had to sleep with no sheets on last night. I was just so hot, like literally no sheets, just pure, just the door was open, everything. Last night also we had to have two fans on me. So yeah, two fans. Also there was a bit of a power cut as well. There was a brief power cut and I thought it was like the internet went off for one moment, and then mom came downstairs and said to me that the fans are working. She checked the electricity to see if any electrical wires tripped up or something, but no, it was just that it was a power cut, a brief power cut. But everything's fine though, so hopefully there's no brief power cut if I'm doing this recording, but it should be fine. But yeah, it's quite hot this weather. It's hard to focus on, you know, unless like it's really hard to focus. So yeah, that's summer for you. So yeah, we're getting like 30 degrees, about 30 degrees, but it's still hot because the way it is that our homes are built for basic insulation. Like basically, we not typically have hot climates. We normally have like very mild or cool, very cool climates, and a lot of like very, sometimes even very cold climates as well. Like you can be as below 10 degrees. So to get a heat wave, it's like, the house gets so hot because it's so insulating, so it's just hard to like circulate the air in the house. So that's what's happening. And yeah, I'm just like chilling out reading and just sweating all the time, you know. Yeah, so but make sure to drink water, make sure you drink plenty of water. I mean, I do drink a lot of water, but I drink extra because I'm just like sweating all the time, and you know. So yeah, that's what's happening. So yeah, back to BL Metamorphosis. So this is a slice of life manga published by Seven Seas, and yeah, I think this is a teens. It's aimed for teens. It's a teens audience. So it doesn't have like, you know, heavy, you know, explicit stuff. It's basically a slice of life manga. So I'm gonna read the description and then I'm gonna talk about the manga. Ichinori. It's a 75-year-old woman living a peaceful life, unwittingly buys a boiled up manga one day and is fascinated by what she finds inside. When she returns to the bookstore to buy the next volume, the high school girl working there, Umrella, a seasonal BL fan, notices a budding fangirl when she sees one. When Umrella offers to help Ichinori explore this whole new world of fiction, the two dive into the BL fandom together and form an unlikely friendship along the way. So basically, this like old lady, yeah, maybe she's 75, I was like, yeah, this old lady who's just recently her husband passed away. She's living on her own, she's doing her daily chores, her daily life routine, and you know, so it's just like going her daily life, and she goes into a bookshop, and she went to the manga section, and she just found this like this manga that caught her eye, and you know, the two guys probably, and she's like, oh, I'll buy it. And when she went to the till, Umura will obviously notice that she bought a BL manga, and she's like, do you want this cover? She was shocked to see the old lady buy this manga, basically. And what's her name? Her name is Ichidori, I think her name. So the old lady, I should know her name. So she obviously goes home. She also runs a calligraphy workshop class, I think. Yeah, Ichinori, yeah, that's her name. So, and they come, so she gets like students come in to learn about calligraphy. And yeah, it's just about her. It's a very much almost like an everyday life of a 75-year-old you know, lady going on her life. She, you know, the struggle she has to go through, like, you know, you know, sometimes hard to go up the stairs or like lift things or reach things and stuff like that. So she's like reading this manga, and she's like reading this manga she bought from the bookstore, the BL manga she bought, and she's like, wow, this is like, oh, this is fascinating. And she's like, I'm going back to get some more. And she went back to that same shop, right, and to buy some more mangas. And you know, this young girl, this high school girl who's working there, Umara, is like, you know, isn't like trying to help her out. And she was quite baffled that she's interested in BL manga. Now, I think it's a natural reaction to be baffled if an elderly asks you, can I ask for more BL mangas? Because, you know, because BL mangas tend to be very, like, it's just like romance, really. But, you know, it's just like romance, but BL. Oh, no. Anyway. She goes back and asks for more books. Also, the young girl, she's like a very lonely character. She doesn't have much friends, and she's quite an awkward girl. And her passion is in BL. And she comes home a lot on her own. Her mother's not there. Her mother works. So her mother's like she's like just on her own a lot of time. And her only company is her books, really. I think that really resonates her, myself. Not the part that, you know, a single mum or that. It's just that I can be, like, I just feel quite an awkward child. And it just resonates like that awkward, like, in society. I was very awkward when I was in school, actually, and I feel like books were like a company that, like, my friends almost, like my books or my drawings or my soft toys and stuff like that. They were like the only company I had, like real friends. I know it sounds a bit, but I can relate to that awkwardness. This Ichidori, I think is her name, or the old lady, gets in contact with that girl. I think they exchange numbers and they get in contact, and the girl is her parent, like, gives her suggestions of other mangas to try out. And she's really nervous giving her more suggestions, because the some of the mangas are very explicit, so she was nervous to share them to her, because obviously she's from a different generation, so, and you know, it might be a bit too much for, you know, for her. But the old lady liked it. She's like, yeah, I liked it. I like the storyline. I love the scenes, and, you know, I love the scenes and stuff like that. And, you know, and for the whole story, they form a lovely a really sweet, lovely relationship. They become friends and they just share a natural mutual interest in BL. And it's such a wholesome, absolutely lovely story. Like, every time I read that story, I get quite a little bit emotional, not emotional, but a little bit. It reminds me that no matter what age you are, you can never be too old to get into any like BL, manga, whatever you like. Because, and it also appeals for everyone as well. And I'm seeing a lot online that everyone say, oh, BL is for this, and only a certain type of group of people should read this. And I say, no, BL is for everyone. No matter what genre it is, it's for everyone. No matter if you're young, old, you know, this and that, you know, or, you know, straight or gay or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's for everyone. And also, it's just like a nice, you know, it's no like in your face. Like, it's just like a character, an old lady who's just found a new hobby, or just found a new interest in genre, and she's just fascinated with it. So it does touch the heart. It does touch me. It's a very touching story. It really touches me, and it really makes you, and it also reassures me that, you know, no matter how old you are, you can still read BL. Because also when I worry about when I get older and when I read BL, it's like, oh, is this like a, should I decide, is this going to be a long term thing, or should I just move it, should I put it in the side because I'm getting old, I'll probably be reaching my 40s or whatever, I don't know, I'm not reaching my 40s, I'm just saying that when I reach to my 30s or like 30, 50, 60s or should I put things aside? No, you shouldn't put things aside. You know what I mean? No matter what age you are, you shouldn't put things aside. And, you know, and if it gives you enjoyment, I think it's worth it. You know, it gives you a lot of enjoyment in life. And so what? You know what I mean? Because I've seen like people in their 70s still playing like PlayStation games. Who's to say age is just a number? It's just something that people put a stigmatization on. So, yeah, and also I love this relationship between a young girl and, you know, and, you know, the relationship. And just, and also what I like about it, that normally when you form a relationship between elderly, it's like you should make relationship with people of your own age group. And I think that's quite sad because a lot of old people are quite lonely, like they don't have that their spouse has passed away. And a lot of time they're alone, and you know, and it's a shame that not people giving much time to talk to them or just give them company a little bit or to share something that they might be interested in. I know they come from different generations, so they might be a bit odd, but it's just to slowly be patient and just to, you know, to have a chat really, and not to ostracize them if they're, you know, if you know, because a lot of time you see them just end up lonely in the care home and just like. It's sad what's happened to the elderly population, especially in United Kingdom. I know in the rest of the, in around the world it's very different. How the elderly been treated around the world is very different, and they've got a massive community, they've got lots of friends and all that. But in the UK it's a little bit different. It's sort of like, you know, the kids want to get on with their own life, and the parents or the grandparents all get left alone and, you know, just be alone really. It really did highlight that during the pandemic, and there were a lot of like elderly people who were definitely alone, like just can't, because they obviously they feel, you know, they've got weaker constitution, they can't, you know, they have to be really careful how to not bring in the infections over to them. So yeah, and it's just like, it feels normal. It feels like not in your face, this manga. It feels so normal. It feels like how, you know, just a normal BL fan. Just have a man, because I know the lot of fandoms is so wild, but it's just a normal BL fan. And yeah, it's just so, so sweet. And, you know, also I like that the young girl has found a new friend, because she was also very awkward in school, and she just, you know, and also being a, I think the stigmatization also being a BL fan is that people might think you're odd or weird. They think, oh, she's just the weird girl who likes to see two men get on. No, there's a lot of you know, judgment on that. So highly recommend it. It's one that I firstly think if you're if you want something that is something that reassuring, very warm, very lovely sort of story, Be a Metamorphosis is definitely the best one. I was considering getting volume 2, but I'm not too sure about the price. I'm so tired. But yeah, the drawings are actually okay. The drawings are very simple. The layout and the format is very easy to read. So definitely not too much going on. It's just like, it's almost like a diary, or, you know, it's almost like a nice, simple, you know, a very, 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 very simple read. And there were some funny moments, really. But it goes to show, it goes also to reassure me that no matter what age you are, you know, you can still have fun and enjoy things in life, and, you know, have a much more positive attitude as well. So yeah, definitely a good read. I mean, I can imagine myself in 70 plus, like, still reading mangas and playing games. And still, I mean, I don't know about my fandom, but I personally would be still be reading. I used to think that I would calm down in mangas and stuff like that, but I haven't actually. I've just been hooked since I was young. And this is a thing that a lot of people think that, oh, when you're still playing games, we're still doing this, they think that, oh, you should just calm that down. You know, no, don't calm that down. So yeah, definitely this manga is definitely the one. And I don't know if I'll buy it on a digital print, but a physical print, but I got it on digital, so that's fine. Oh yeah, I forgot to do the artist. So the art at Bloom of Metamorphosis is done by Kairi Suratani. I will put the artist name in the description. I completely forgot about them. I do apologize. I do write all the authors and manga artist names, so you definitely get the information. So yeah, there's not even much I can tell about the story, but apart from that, you should definitely go and read it. And if you are a person that likes to read BL, and you want something that's as a sort of slice of life, but also very wholesome and sweet story, and highly recommend it. Definitely, it's one of the mangas I think that most people should read, and it does put a lot of things. And also, reading this manga almost put your perspective in certain things. Like I said, like your perspective on what's a BL fan, or perspective of what fan, like who's a typical fandom, like fangirl is. I mean, I go online as well. I mean, this is the thing about people, like stigmatization, like especially online, is that people think that you're. I mean, I watched years ago a YouTube video about someone talking about what is yaoi, right? This artist, I think she's quite a well-known artist, but she likes to just talk about subjects that, you know, just to cause drama or debate, I don't know. So she's one of those artists, right? And and I remember, right, she's like, oh, a typical fudoshi is like someone who's overweight, probably just have no pants. And just have this overweight, have no life, basically. And I thought, what? This is that? No. You can get a fan. For one, it doesn't have to be an overweight woman who just sits there and just, you know. No, you get all kinds of fans. You get some who are working, some have kids. I know a lot of people online have children, you know, who are married, have children. And some, and also it could be men, women, you know, it doesn't matter really. It's a bit like the stigmatization about romance genre as well, like in your romance gets stigmatization, that romance is about, like, with romance, like, you get your typical audience is normally about women, but that's not the defiant audience. You can get all sorts of, people reading, even like from different ethnic backgrounds, you know, just from a range. So there's a lot of stigmatization, a lot of judgment online, and people dictating what you should read or not read. And I'm just fed up with that, to be honest. It's discriminative as well. It's on the borderline of discriminating on who should read or what genre, who should read on which genre. You read what you like, just read what you like and just be done with it and just leave them alone. That's what I say, really. That's my rant for the day. So when I read things like Theo Metamorphosis, it reminds you to keep things simple and not to make it a thing as well. But it's so beautifully done. It's so beautifully done. I love the character, the old lady, I forgot her name. I love the old character. I think she's a very positive character as well. A very positive character for her age, because normally, like, when you do and she's sort of like open-minded as well, and I think that's a nice character to have, because normally when you see elderly people, that they're not as positive, they're moaning and they're a little bit negative in life, whereas Ichi, with this character, the old lady, she's more positive, she's getting on with life, she's independent, she knows she's got some limitations because of age, but she's just getting on with life, she's making life work for herself, she's making the best of life, and you know, she's still remembering her late husband as well, which is really sweet. And she's just cheering out reading mangas, and you know, and that's the thing. So yeah, if there was an elderly woman who's into BL mangas, I want to be her friend. I would definitely want to be her that person's friend. Even a BL who's a male as well, but I definitely want to be their friend. Like, I will go out. I'll just like, yes. And I personally enjoy being around the elderly people. They're so fun to be around, and you can get so much. I have a huge respect for them, like, you know, and just so much, like, you know, and they give you so much fun. Like, you can get ones who is full of life and still got their vitality in them as well, and they sometimes are so sweet, and it's just like you just want to, like, you know, protect them. So it's very sad when you get this situation especially in that kingdom, where there's not a lot of support for the elderly as well. So it's definitely a problem in this country, because it's sort of like just put them in the care home that they've done with it, and you don't know how, and you hear all the time on the news how they've been treated on the care home. It's not funny. It's not right, actually. They get banned a lot. They get abandoned, and it's just like this sort of system. It's not healthy at all. Yeah, so yeah, that's the thing. I want to carry on with my hobbies even to my late age, because to me that keeps me mentally stimulated. Like, if you're like playing games, drawing, or whatever you're doing, it's best to keep yourself mentally stimulated through even through reading, just enjoy what you're doing, and also stay healthy as well. I hope to stay healthy and also I can carry on exercise and stuff like that. So yeah, I definitely highly recommend. I'll give it to my children, you know, read my BL magazine. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and let me know if you have read BL Metamorphosis, because it's definitely a must read. And let me know what your thoughts about it. You can contact me at Twitter at Rebex, or my website rebexillustrated.com. Also on Discord as well. So on Discord, you can contact me there as well, and I will respond. I'm actually very active on Discord, and I do regularly update or share or post things on there as well. I'm trying to keep it I am getting used to using Discord, actually. Before I was like, I didn't know how to use Discord, but I heard that people use Discord, it's a much more interactive, integrated platform for everyone to, you know, share, chat, things like that. I haven't done the chatting yet. I'm not too sure I have a free time, but I could do the chatting, like, you know, the voice chat. I don't know how to do that yet. I don't know how. So probably maybe when I'm drawing, I probably will be open. I don't know, but yeah, definitely. So that's about it. Thank you so much for listening. Definitely check out Biometamorphosis. It's available. I think you can get on both digital and physical. I'm not too sure physical, but I know you can get digital on Kindle, on Amazon Kindle. And I have seen people buy on physical as well. So you can get a physical copy of it. And just see for yourself. So that's about it. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe and have a nice day. Bye. That's it for today's episode. If you have any questions, topics you want me to talk about, or any manga recommendations, you can contact me at Twitter at RebexArt or my website RebexIllustration.com. I'm Rebecca Joseph. Thank you for listening and have a nice day.